lengthy program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Trisepper Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Trisepper Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Hey, welcome back to a new week of Superhuman Radio. As you can tell, my voice is coming back slowly. I'm still suffering a little bit, lots of congestion, but other than that, the sore throat and Barry White has left the building. Okay, one announcement I want to make before we start the show is that I've gotten emails from people and messages on Facebook about people who are listening to the show and downloading it through iTunes onto their iPods seem to have some difficulty listening to the MP3 file. I've listened to the MP3 file, downloaded them on my MP3 player, and listened to them on my computer. They sound fine, but people who are listening on their iPods claim that it sounds like I'm underwater when they're listening. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. I promise you, we are not ignoring these statements. We're taking it very seriously. I've got an engineer that's going to come in and go through all my equipment one time and make sure that we don't have some audio level incorrect and find out why there's some sort of compatibility issue right now with iPods. So there you go. We're working on it. This show today was inspired by several emails over the past probably 7 or 8 months, and one most important from a big fan of the show from Germany named Adele, who goes on several of the fitness forums as Professor Dr. Andro. And we're talking today about a forgotten vitamin, and that is vitamin A, and we're talking today with Sally Fallon from WestonAprice.org. How are you doing, Sally?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. The question I asked you off the air is really important to set up the interview, and that is why you've written quite extensively about vitamin A, and I know that you don't have lots of spare time, so you try to focus on things that you feel are important. Why did you feel vitamin A was so important to spend so much time with?
Yes, well, of course, we're the Weston A. Price Foundation, and Weston Price found that traditional cultures consumed very large amounts of vitamin A, 10 times more than the Americans of his day. It might be 20 or 30 times more today. And they prized the foods that were rich in vitamin A. For example, liver. Liver was a sacred food in every culture that he went to, and they all ate liver as often as they could. They, in the northern climates, they would take the fish livers and gently cook them and get the oil out. They ate shark liver in the South Seas and extracted the oil from the liver there. And then in places like Europe, he found that the butter from the cows eating the grass was extremely high in vitamin A. So there, on the one hand, you have this record of all these healthy people and the high levels of vitamin A in their diet. And then on the other hand, you have our government and scientists telling us that vitamin A is toxic, and in particular that pregnant women should not be consuming vitamin A because it causes birth defects. So obviously there was a disconnect here, and I was determined to find out what the truth of this was, and that's why there's been such a big focus on vitamin A and the foundation.
Why has the medical orthodoxy believed that vitamin A is toxic? I understand that they say it accumulates, but why would it be toxic? Why would something that we have that's natural and our body stores in the first place, why would it be toxic?
I think there's several things going on. First of all, there's a motive to make it seem toxic, and that's the dietary guidelines. Because if you follow the dietary guidelines, you will not be getting any vitamin A. So they've done two things. They've claimed that what's in plants, what's in green plants and orange fruits, the carotenes, they've claimed that that's vitamin A. So eat your green vegetables, get your vitamin A. And that is not correct. There is no vitamin A in these plants. You can convert some of these carotenes into vitamin A. Some people can, but humans do this very poorly. And plant foods are not a good source of vitamin A. And the second thing is there's a couple of myths that's been the establishment and their dietary guidelines. One is the polar bear liver myth. And we've had many a medical student or a dietitian write to us and say the one thing they remember from their nutrition classes was that they were told that polar bear liver was toxic because it was so high in vitamin A.
Oh, my God. It was probably coveted by the Inuit and the individuals that were out.
Actually, the truth is that there are certain times of the year they don't eat polar bear liver, and it has nothing to do with vitamin A. It's toxic because the polar bears are eating some kind of lichen or something that has a toxin in it. So that's why they don't eat it, and that's why these two explorers who got sick, it was because of the toxins in the liver.
And not the vitamin A.
And not the vitamin A. The other unfortunate thing was one sole study done that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which seemed to show an increase in birth defects in women who consume more vitamin A.
Vitamin A supplements or foods high in
vitamin A? That's the thing. These weren't people eating liver or cod liver oil. They were eating breakfast cereals with vitamin A and supplements with, you know, synthetic vitamin A and so forth. And this study actually directly contradicts several other studies out of Europe, which show the opposite, that there was an inverse correlation. In other words, women getting a lot of vitamin A there were fewer birth defects in their babies.
Right.
So we've taken great pains to show the flaws in the American study and how it contradicts the European studies. But really the most interesting thing, and the thing that validates these traditional peoples and Dr. Price, is what we've learned in stem cell research. And as you know, stem cell research is the big area of science today, and stem cells are really fascinating. They are undifferentiated cells that, because of certain signals in the fetus, for example, become the heart or become lung cells or become pancreatic cells or skin cells or whatever. They need a signal, and then they differentiate, and they never go back to being the undifferentiated stem cells, and they're always the cell that they're told to be. And what is it that gives this signal? Lo and behold, it's vitamin A. Vitamin A is like the concert master for the development of the fetus. And
I was going to say, whatever it is that tells stem cells what to do has to be the highest level of intelligence within the body.
Yeah, and now the traditional cultures made sure that they were eating these vitamin A-rich foods before pregnancy. Both the men and women had these special diets before conception. And this is so wise because, let's say you get pregnant, the first organ to form is the heart. And if you don't have enough vitamin A already there when you get pregnant, the heart may not form properly or may form with a defect. So you would either have a miscarriage or the baby would be born with a heart defect, which is becoming more and more common today. And then same with all the other organs. For example, we now know that vitamin A is necessary for the formation of kidney cells, and the better your vitamin A status, the more kidney cells you will form, and the stronger your kidneys will be throughout life, the more cells that are in the kidneys.
That's amazing. That's worth the price of admission right there, because one of the few organ issues that people recover from are renal failure and renal disorder, because the kidneys at start don't repair. They don't repair easily.
Right. They don't repair easily. Now, a couple more things that are really interesting about vitamin A. It has always been a puzzle. How could it be that the outside of the body is symmetrical and the inside of the body is not symmetrical?
Interesting.
And lo and behold, it is vitamin A that, once again, orchestrates the symmetry of the outer body. And it is very important for attractiveness. You know, that's what we do.
Wow. Steve Reeves, who was one of the early bodybuilders, was known to have amazing symmetry. His left and right calf were exactly the same. His shoulders were the same. They used to say that if you could split him in half and overlay, you'd still end up with two exact replicas of him.
And you know, that is very unusual because most people are not symmetrical. I had a fashion photographer tell me that almost all the models have had nose surgery to make their nose symmetrical, because it's very obvious.
I read that. I have one nostril that's long and narrow and one that's wide and round. And if I cover my eye and look at half of my face, I look like a different face than the other half.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's because of lack of vitamin A, or just not optimal levels of vitamin A.
Let's do this, Sally. Sally, hold on to this plug about symmetry and vitamin A. Let's go into a commercial break. When we come back, I want to explore this more, and we're going to talk more about vitamin A. We're talking today with Sally Fallon from WestonAprice.org. If you have never been to the Weston A. Price website, you're missing out on probably one of the single best sources of information about nutrition in the world. Go to Weston, WestonAprice.org today. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Anti-estrogen is so powerful. The Tylenol formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pezol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pezol works in concert with the rest of the Tylenol formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Tylenol says it's a 110% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Tylenol is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or Phyto Supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NL supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too. Terminable for PrimordialPerformance.com is a Halidrol clone. Terminable will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Terminable does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Terminable takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Terminable report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Terminable today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Terminable to be added to the federal ban list. Terminable. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
This is Scott. It's Super Human Radio.
We still have time to win a set of Power Block quick game dumbbells. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Power Block banner, and enter to win a set of $349 Power Block quick change dumbbells for the month of January. My guest today is Sally Fallon from WestonAprice.org. We're talking about the importance of vitamin A. You were talking about symmetry, that actually vitamin A could maybe make us all more beautiful, or actually our children, right? And so, in other words, vitamin A status has to be established before the mom gets pregnant.
Yeah, and then maintained during pregnancy and during growth. And this is why we recommend liver and cod liver oil and butter and egg yolks from pasture-raised animals. All your life, but with special emphasis before pregnancy, during pregnancy, lactation, and growth. And baby's first food should be liver and egg yolks. I mean, they should be these very rich foods. Not just for vitamin A, but for many reasons.
I love liver. I've always loved liver. And it's critical to understand that you should never, ever, ever buy liver at a grocery store from conventionally raised animals because of the toxins that are captured in the liver. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, actually, I'm not sure I would. I think there's toxins in all our food. Liver is not any more toxic than any other food. And the nutrients in the liver help you detoxify. I mean, I'm very sensitive to the fact that a lot of our members have only the supermarket as a choice for buying their food.
Yeah.
And so we do allow calf liver on our in our shopping guide because it is a very low-cost, nutrient-dense food. But ideally, yes, it should be from grass-fed animals. Now, one thing I do need to say here, there have been studies indicating toxicity of vitamin A, not just the birth defect study. There's been studies out of Scandinavia showing that women who got a lot of vitamin A in their diet, mainly from the vitamin A added to milk and cereal, have more osteoporosis. And it turns out that if you are taking in vitamin A and not vitamin D, you will develop symptoms of vitamin D deficiency because these are two vitamins that work together. Now, if we get these vitamins from food, it's no problem because they're in the same foods, more or less in the same foods. I will say this, liver tends to be very high in vitamin A and not such a good source of vitamin D. But how do we like liver? Well, we cook it in bacon fat or lard, which is a great source of vitamin D, and that creates the good balance.
Well, now, Sally, what about cod liver oil? This was something that was given to children who were institutionalized to build their immune systems. And vitamin A and D seem to be in perfect reciprocity of each other in cod liver oil. But that's the reason that a lot of the mainstream gurus say not to take it, because vitamin A displaces D, vitamin D displaces A, and you shouldn't take cod liver oil. What do you stand on that?
Okay, well, first of all, cod liver oil was the number one public health initiative in this country up to the Second World War. It was not just given to children in institutions. Everywhere you went, you heard how important it was to take cod liver oil, from the government, from your teachers, even in the churches. They made sure that kids got cod liver oil. And we raised them. We had a very healthy generation that came out of that health campaign, because cod liver oil really does support normal growth and good health. Now, the problem with the cod liver oil today is that a lot of it's coming from Europe where they are super cleaning it, super filtering it, and this process takes out all the natural vitamins. It takes out almost 100% of the vitamin D. And you end up with a cod liver oil that has far too much vitamin A and not enough vitamin D. Once again, we have written extensively about these problems on our website. There now is a brand of cod liver oil that's being made in the United States. It is filtered in a way that does not take out the vitamins. It has never been heated. And the ratio in this cod liver oil is a really good one. It's 8 to 1 to 10 to 1, A to B. And that is exactly the right ratio that you want. There's been some attention just in the last couple of years on what this ratio should be. And it's anywhere from 6 to 1 to 10 to 1, and that's what we get in this cod liver oil. What you don't want is cod liver oil with lots of vitamin A and hardly any vitamin D. Some of these cod liver oils are like 1,000 to 1 ratio, and that's definitely not good.
Now there's a big movement in the United States. Everybody's taking vitamin D. When someone gets sick, they'll take 20,000 IUs of vitamin D a day for a couple of days. Does vitamin D truly, does it displace vitamin A? If you have an overabundance of vitamin D, can you lower your vitamin A status?
What happens is if you take a lot of vitamin D without the vitamin A, you end up with vitamin A deficiency. And I just talked to a friend the other day who had done exactly that. She was sick, and she took a big shot of vitamin D, and it basically wiped out her thyroid gland because it wiped out vitamin A, and you need vitamin A for thyroid.
What are the symptoms of vitamin A deficiency?
Well, thyroid problems is number one. It could be anything. It could be bone problems, skin problems, unable to deal with stress. You need hormonal problems. You need vitamin A to make all of the stress hormones and all of the sex hormones. Now, there's a number of things that rapidly deplete vitamin A. One is too much vitamin D. One is too much protein. And I'm very concerned about people overdosing on protein.
When you say overdosing, I eat about 250 grams of protein a day, and I'm a 220-pound man.
Well, I don't know the values, but whenever you eat protein, it should be with the fats.
Oh, I always do. I follow Stephenson's rule.
The lean meat, the egg whites, all of these things that overload with protein are really a way to get sick very quickly.
Yeah.
Stress depletes vitamin A.
In other words, the whole nation is vitamin A depleted.
Well, the fifth cause is vitamin A deficiency, and vitamin A deficiency makes you feel sick. That's a vicious cycle. Cold weather depletes vitamin A. Exposure to pesticides and toxins, rotten industrial chemicals and things like that will rapidly deplete vitamin A. So, and there's certain situations where you really do need extra cod liver oil, extra liver.
What is the cod liver oil that you were talking about before? Can you give the brand name over there?
Oh, yes. It's called Blue Ice, and it comes from a company called Green Pasture. And I take it faithfully every day. And the way to take cod liver oil is to mix it with a little warm water so you can just bump it down,
What does it taste like? I've taken it before. I don't think it tastes that bad.
Well, I don't mind the taste. The taste isn't bad, but it's the oiliness on the spoon.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people don't like
it. Now, a lot of people, including myself, I take fish oil for its omega-3 fatty acid content. Is there any omega-3 fatty acids in
yes, fatty? And there's just enough. And it's not ruined by the heat treatments. My concern with fish oil is that people are overdosing on omega-3s, and the omega-3s are very damaged by the heat treatment process. And some of these fish oils are boiled for 4 hours.
Really?
Yes, and omega-3s are very fragile.
Yeah, I know, because as a matter of fact, a good friend of mine, Dr. Peter Rouse, whenever he sends me an omega-3 supplement, he sends it in a carton of ice and tells me to put it right in the fridge. He said, because omega-3s are very, very delicate, and they need to be refrigerated the whole time.
Now, this cod liver oil is, it's a low amount of omega-3s, just the right amount. I'm not kidding. People are overdosing on these things.
Okay.
And the vitamin A is a great antioxidant. Now, this company has tested for oxidation products. In other words, Pfizer Rancidine has found none in the product.
Is it readily available in stores that sell supplements?
No, you have to order it.
So this is
I would just urge you to go to westonaprice.org.
Okay.
Right on the homepage is a link to this whole cod liver oil debate. And, it's the only product that we actually give brand names for.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah, because every other product, we have a shopping guide, but we don't put that on our website. We don't want our website to be commercialized. But we felt that the subject of cod liver oil was so important. Because let's face it, the average person has a very hard time getting adequate vitamin A and D in the American diet. And so we feel this is the most important supplement for people to take.
Is liver pretty much the only true food source of high levels of vitamin A, or what other good foods are there?
Well, liver is very high in vitamin A, that's for sure, but butter and egg yolks from grass-fed cows is an excellent source. All fats are good sources.
Really? Mm-hmm. Any fats?
Animal fats.
Now, I look on, in preparation of the show, because I eat half a dozen eggs a morning. I want the cholesterol, frankly. And so I went on the USDA's website and looked at the breakdown of egg, and they didn't have any vitamin A listed in an egg.
Yeah, it's interesting. USDA would rather that vitamin A just went away.
Really?
Because not only is there no vitamin A if you're following the USDA food pyramid, but the industrial agriculture has made vitamin A disappear from the food. We tested some foods. We tested conventional and grass-fed butter and conventional grass-fed egg yolks, and we found that the levels of vitamin A were 10 to 13 times higher in the grass-fed version.
And that's because of the beta carotene, probably, that the cows
were ingesting? The cows convert the carotenes in the grass into true vitamin A.
We're going to take a break in, 2 minutes, but I want to get into why humans don't convert. I thought we're supposed to be able to take beta carotene and turn it into vitamin A.
Okay, well, that's a very good subject, and that's what the government says, but it's not true. There's many things that interfere with that conversion.
Is it something that happens with age, or did we really just don't do it?
Partly genetic. They did it just came out last year, a study in England. They found that 47% of women could not make the enzyme that's needed for this conversion. So humans just don't do this very well, and that's because we have vitamin A in our diet. We ate the fats, we ate the organ meats, and we didn't need to do this conversion, whereas an animal like a cow obviously has to be a good converter.
Right, because they have to take what little, because they have a single food source.
Yes. Exactly.
Which makes their bodies more efficient than extrapolating everything out of it.
Right. Now I would guess that someone from India might be better at converting vitamin A than someone whose ancestors came from North America.
Interesting.
So it just depends. But there's many things that interfere with vitamin A conversion. If you have a thyroid problem, you cannot convert vitamin A. If you're diabetic, you probably can't convert vitamin A. And babies and children cannot convert to vitamin A.
Now, when you say diabetic, the nation is insulin-resistant and hyperinsulinemic right now. Is it insulin's effects that cause this? Or?
Well, I don't know. It's, this is speculation, but it takes a lot of enzymes to make this conversion, and the diabetic isn't good at producing pancreatic enzymes.
That's true. Well, that's very, very true, and that's obviously where these enzymes come from. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your opinion on why the USDA claims down vitamin A is important. So we're talking today with Sally Fallon. Visit WestonAPrice.org, WestonAPrice.org today. If you've never been to this website, you're missing out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hormones and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we'll be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. Phytoserm 347 is here. Bovine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Rootless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Rootless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SupremeRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner to try them today. I just got my boxes of Quest vanilla almond protein bars. These are amazing protein bars. If there's any protein bar on the market that truly can wear the word wholesome, it's these. I mean, there's like 6 things in the label, and it's just milk and whey protein isolate, 15 grams of fiber, no sugar alcohols, no added sugar. I mean, they're just amazing. You should check them out. If you haven't, you're missing out. You get 2 free ones just by visiting superhumanradio.com. My guest, Sally Fallon from the prestigious Weston A. Price Foundation. And we're talking about vitamin A. Sally, whenever I have conversations about this sort of stuff with my friends, they immediately start to think I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, why would the USDA play down vitamin A? If it's so important for people, they don't want people to get sick. Why? What's the reason behind this?
Well, the USDA's purpose is to promote the products of commodity agriculture. And I think it's just a lot of ignorant people, dazzled by money, and I don't know if you want to call it a conspiracy or not, but it's what's happened. The demonization of vitamin A is what's happened. And we feel that that's our role, is to clear up all the confusion.
Okay, so
and by the way, we have had so many wonderful testimonials from people who've gotten on this diet, especially with lots of vitamin A, clearing up of hormonal problems, depression, osteoporosis, digestive disorders, you name it. I mean, people feel better when they eat this way. Now, vitamin A is not the only factor in the diet we recommend. It's rich in fats, it's rich in cholesterol, rich in vitamin D, and rich in animal foods. So.
Now, obviously, the medical orthodoxy would say that this is reckless, to recommend that people eat high-fat, high-cholesterol diets in the face of what science recognizes as being something that increases atherosclerotic index and heart disease.
It doesn't. As far as the cholesterol and animal fats, there definitely was a conspiracy. There's no question. We write about this conspiracy. It was a conspiracy of the vegetable oil industry to demonize their competition and get government officials to promote their products for them. And we talk about this conspiracy in an article called The Oiling of America. It's right on our website. Just go to westonaprice.org and put The Oiling of America into the Google search box there. I mean, this conspiracy, more than anything else, has led to the health crisis that we have today. It has destroyed the practice of medicine. It has got everybody focused on the wrong things, the cholesterol. And it's resulted in, great benefits to the pharmaceutical industry selling all these cholesterol-lowering drugs, which have terrible side effects. And it has not changed anything. We still have heart disease as our number one killer, killing younger and younger people, too.
Right.
So the whole that part of it is a definite conspiracy. I think the vitamin A is just
an unfortunate
damage.
How much vitamin A should people be getting, or should they be paying attention to how much?
Yeah, we do specify that because people like numbers. A maintenance amount is 10,000 units of vitamin A per day from cod liver oil, plus at least 1,000 units of vitamin D per day from cod liver oil, and then whatever you get in your food as well. We recommend double that for pregnant women and half of that for growing children.
Why half for growing children? We think they would need more.
Well, they need more as a function of body weight, but of course they're much smaller.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, back to maintenance, you said. What other application would there? Is there some sort of interventive amount you would take if you were ill?
Well, let me give you an example. There was a study out of South Africa on women who had hormonal problems such as fibroid tumors and endometriosis or terrible painful periods, and they gave them a dose of 90,000 units of vitamin A per day for a few months, and it was the most successful treatment that they had ever done. And I've counseled a number of women who have these problems to do just that. It's 3 tablespoons of this high vitamin blue eyes cod liver oil per day to do it for several months. And these problems clear up. And that's because you're finally giving the body the vitamin A that it needs to signal the hormone formation. And, you know, after you've gotten replete with the vitamin A, you should definitely cut back. You don't want to be taking that much day after day forever. But you definitely need to build up your stores again if you haven't had any for a long time.
You know, I'm always working on multiple shows at one time. I've got lots of the words. I'm working on a show that has to do with snoring and sleep apnea, which you laughed when I said that.
Well, yeah, I mean, so many people are bothered by their partner snoring.
Yes, I find myself sleeping in another room right now, actually. And I'm thinking myself, I don't remember my dad snoring like that. I do remember him making noise when he slept, but he didn't snore. Mm-hmm. And it seems like snoring is, if you go to Google and type in cure,
uh-huh.
and just the word cure, and then a space, the next search that comes up is snoring. Before cure cancer, before cure AIDS.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so this is a boom industry, and clearly people are having problems with snoring. And I remember reading a study 2 years ago about thyroid disorder that said that these sleep centers, when they're assessing someone who has sleep apnea, that prior to any other interventive techniques, they should first do a complete thyroid panel because they're claiming that the thyroid bottoming out is the reason for snoring.
That's very interesting. You know, they always say it's obstruction or, you know, narrow nasal passages, and that still could be, but it could be one of many things. Yeah.
Well, the theory is this, that the tissue closest to the gland becomes accustomed to greater degrees of stimulation from that hormone. So like if you're in a concert, you're up front by the speakers, that sound becomes normal to you at some point in time. Okay. And so the palate, the muscles in the palate of the throat, tend to need more stimulation from thyroid hormone than, say, other organs that are further away. And the heart, obviously, being close, needs it, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying, you know, when people's thyroid start to bottom out, one of the earliest signs is they start to snore.
How interesting.
Right. So now we come full circle to this, the reason I'm bringing all this up now. You said earlier that that when people have vitamin A deficiency, their thyroid bottom out.
Right. You need vitamin A to make thyroid hormones. And you know, people don't realize this, and I think it's one of the reasons we have so many thyroid problems in this country.
I agree. I personally agree with you that I think that the country is in trouble when it comes from thyroid hormone. And thyroid hormone also contributes to insulin insensitivity because T3 is actually a mediator of insulin's ability to work.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And you also need vitamin A to make immune cells, T cells from the thymus gland. You know, something else very interesting I want to just touch on is the vitamin A and cancer connection. Now, you know, it used to be thought that if you were a cell, say, in your heart, the heart cells divided and gave you a new cell in your heart. And we know it's not true. These differentiated cells actually don't divide. What replaces worn-out cells is stem cells. We have stem cells all over our body that replace worn-out cells. That's why it's important to have some fat on your bodies because these stem cells live in the fat.
Right.
That's a reservoir for stem cells. Now, so you need that vitamin A, that concert master, to tell your stem cells, to be a kidney cell or a heart cell, whatever's needed, just as much as the fetus needed vitamin A to, you know, form a heart cell.
Right, to direct that process back.
Right.
And you know, it's really interesting. I happen to know somebody who's going through a very radical form of stem cell therapy to cure Parkinson's disease, and it's worked for 68 people. They actually removed stem cells from the brain and petri dished them for 6 months and regrow them and direct them and then re-implant them. And this surgery is actually it being about to be approved by the FDA, and it's associated with a very, very prestigious university in California, blah, blah, blah. And what I said to her doctor, and to herself as well, was what's going to stop those cells from being damaged and assaulted again? And if those stem cells are in there already, why do you have to take them out?
Yeah.
To change their state and put them back in, why can't you stimulate the change in the brain? And now I'm thinking she needs to start taking
Cholesterol. Yeah, absolutely. That would be the first thing that I would recommend. Cholesterol is involved in mental function in many ways anyway. In fact, there were studies showing that you need vitamin A to complete tasks, to have focused task-completing behavior.
Really?
Yes.
So the country is rampant with ADD type
tendencies. Yes, exactly. So vitamin A helps you focus mentally, and I can't help but believe that vitamin A is needed to help the stem cells replace worn out nerve cells. And by the way, our diet full of MSG and excitotoxins and the sunflowers and olives. You need a lot of vitamin A, so you're always constantly replacing these.
Wow, this is amazing. Yeah. You know, who knew vitamin A was so critical? I mean, we don't even hear any discussion. Like, vitamin D right now is the new
And they should both be there.
Yes.
But I'm very concerned about people overdosing on vitamin D and not having enough vitamin A to...
I'm guilty. I'm one of those people.
Well, and this is the vitamin B capsule, which is, paranoid about vitamin A and always telling people not to take cod liver oil. Meanwhile, they're promoting their vitamin D supplements. And I think this is, it's not good. It's very rash.
Let's take our last commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the show. We're talking today with Sally Fallon from Weston A. Price Foundation. If you have never visited the Weston A. Price Foundation's website, you're really missing out on an amazing resource, one that I've used over the years. Randy Roach was the one who taught me about Weston A. Price many, many years ago. Go there today, Weston, WESTONAPrice.org. We'll be right back. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. NeedToSlim. NeedToSlim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. NeedToSlim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get NeedToSlim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get NeedToSlim today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength-building agents. Now there's one AndroRx. One AndroRx is pharmaceutical-grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One AndroRx will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one AndroRx by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with one AndroRx. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. That's the sound of 47 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with BlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OlderNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry Holomatic EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OlderNutrition.com today and check out our complete bar. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OlderNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe at OlderNutrition.com.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. We're talking with Sally Fallon from Western A. Price Foundation about vitamin A. We've kind of traversed a lot of different areas, come up with the bottom line that we need to be taking a high-quality cod liver oil, just like they did back in the 20s. I remember watching The Little Rascals when I was a kid. And the kids would hold their noses, and then the woman would, they'd take that big spoon, and they'd drink that cod liver oil down, and they'd grimace.
Yeah. Well, but every child took it. I mean, my parents both got cod liver oil. But none of my siblings, nor I, got cod liver oil. Now, I just want to finish this, my thoughts on cancer. Because if you don't have enough vitamin A as an adult, and then your body needs these signals for the cells to become, you know, to replace lung cells or heart cells or whatever, you can. It's not hard to see that this is, you know, could make you very prone to cells proliferating in the wrong way. And vitamin A really controls that. And there have been numerous studies showing how vitamin A is helpful prevent cancer and also very helpful for the cancer patient.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Vitamin A is the intelligence that tells stem cells what to do and who to become.
Yes.
And in the absence of that, it's kind of like a classroom without a teacher. The kids go haywire. Everybody's jumping and doing whatever they want to do. So now you have cells morphing into things that we don't want them.
Exactly.
So it has tumors.
Yes, exactly. Uncontrolled growth. And vitamin A is the regulator, the controller of cell growth.
If for some reason someone chooses not to get blue eyes from green pastures, they're impatient and they want to run out today and buy a cod liver oil product, what would you tell them to look for in their cod liver oil?
Well, I would look for a good ratio of A to D.
And
what is that? It would not be any higher than 10 to 1. So
10
A
to 1 unit D, okay.
Well, for example, generally in most cod liver oil, it's 2 teaspoons is 10,000 units of A. The 2 teaspoons need to also supply 1,000 units of B.
Okay.
Yeah, or you're going to get in trouble.
And is there anything else? It should not be pasteurized. Is there anything else to look for?
Well, unfortunately, any other brand but the Blue Ice is going to be heated and most likely have synthetic vitamins put back in.
Really?
Yeah. That's what we found when we had someone go over and visit all these factories. And there were, at the time, there was one that was still doing it the old way with the natural vitamins, but they have stopped doing this.
Is it possible to buy cod's liver as a food product?
Absolutely. You can get canned cod's liver.
Is it yummy?
No, it's good. It's like pate, yeah.
Oh, I like pate.
Cod's liver, yeah. It's hard to, it's not so available here. Well, you can get it on the internet. You can get it through Amazon and things. The Russians are very big on canned cod liver.
Interesting. Is it a delicacy there?
Yes.
Cool. And then plenty of eggs, plenty of foods from grass-fed cows.
Yes.
As far as the eggs go, we're talking about chickens that are pastured. They can eat grass, in other words.
Now, once again, these are hard to find. You can't get them in most.
I get my eggs at the farmer's market from a farmer who picks them that morning and brings them to the market.
Well, if you go to our website, westernaprice.org, and click on Find Your Local Chapter, every local chapter in this country, and we have almost 500 local chapters now, keeps a resource list that tells you where you can get these kinds of products. And very often the local chapters organize a group purchase of the cod liver oil, too.
I know the chapter head in Louisville, Kentucky. His name is John Moody.
Yes. Oh, he's organized the whole food co-op.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. He's actually been on my show a couple times.
Okay.
We've done shows about how to source food from local local suppliers and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's a really, really hardworking guy, good guy. But the key with eggs is don't be fooled when it says vegetarian diet because you're eating corn and soy.
Yeah, and chickens are not vegetarians anyway.
They eat worms, right?
Yeah, well, they eat worms, they'll eat meat, they'll, they'll eat anything. They're birds. Birds are not vegetarian.
Right. Yeah. So you have the key is to have chickens that live lives like chickens were supposed to live.
Exactly.
Pecking, clawing at food, and walking around the barnyard.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so there you go. And are there any other caveats that you would offer people who now will turn around, I'm sure, like myself, and make vitamin A the new pancake for the new year?
Yeah, well, just make sure that you're taking, you're getting your vitamin A in food. And cod liver oil is a food. You know, it's not a supplement. It's not a, well, it's a supplemental food, but it's not an isolated nutrient. It is
right.
a food. And, you know, make sure that you're getting the good healthy fats, that you're eating some organ meats, and you don't necessarily have to eat liver. You can eat pate, which is, of course, one of the world's most wonderful foods.
Like
by the way, the liver from birds is a very well-balanced food. It has vitamin A and D, along with vitamin K, which is another cofactor for vitamin A utilization. So your best bet is goose liver, duck liver, chicken liver.
I actually am planning on doing a show on vitamin K. Do you have an opinion on vitamin K also?
The Western Press Foundation has been in the forefront of teaching people about vitamin K. And the person to do that interview is Chris Masterjohn.
Okay.
Vitamin K is the same thing as Activator X, which was discovered by Dr. Price. And it is the third in this triumvirate of fat-soluble vitamins A, B, and K. And it's a fascinating story about how it was discovered, how we found out that vitamin K was the same thing as Activator X.
What is Activator X?
Well, it's vitamin K. It's a vitamin that Dr. Price didn't know the name. But he found it to be extremely important and very necessary to go with the vitamins A and B.
You know what I was just thinking about a second ago and it just dawned on me? Francis Pottinger did lots of work with cats.
Yes.
One of the things he found out about cats that ate raw unpasteurized milk, raw meats, raw eggs, and so on.
And raw cod liver oil,
that's right, was that there was a certain homogeneity to the litters. All the kittens looked the same.
Right.
They were strong, robust kittens. They were well-proportioned.
Yes.
But more importantly, the pattern on their fur was identical from one cat to another, where the cats that were eating cooked processed foods, which were typical cat foods, they had like mudded looks, and one cat would look like this, another cat would be a runt, that cat would have this pattern. Do you think that had to do with the high vitamin A in the raw foods that they were eating?
I think it has to do a lot of things. Cats are pure carnivores, and they definitely need all their food raw. And I think it has to do with a lot of things besides the vitamin A. But that certainly could have been a factor.
Because even when he sacrificed the cats, he said the organs in the cats that ate raw were beautiful and pink and well-placed.
And not mushy.
And the cats that were eating cooked processed foods, they had a gray cast to their organs.
Yeah.
And their organs were mushy-looking. And when I think about vitamin, what you said earlier about A and the symmetry, I was thinking about the cats, how he said every kitten had the same pattern.
Yeah.
They were like blueprints of each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And, it's the same with humans. Don't all want to look alike, and it's not to say that we would look alike, but there'd be so much more homogeneity among humans. And, that cuts down on the bad feelings of jealousy, bitterness,
Yeah.
And so many young people, they feel like they've been cheated, and they have been cheated. They've been cheated of their birthright of physical perfection. And that is the birthright of every human being born on this planet. And that is what Weston A. Price Foundation is striving for, is teaching people how to prepare for children, that it is their responsibility to to eat properly so they have healthy children. And only when they take that responsibility and gain the knowledge will we have a just and equitable society on Earth. It's got to start with people having a just and equitable distribution of good health.
We only have a few minutes, Sally. What's your opinion of what's going on with S-510 and all these house bills that are designed to take control and give more control to the government over the types of foods we have access to?
Right. Well, there's definitely opposition to the back-to-farm movement. You would think it's a no-brainer that this is something that's good for everybody, but obviously the industry does not like this. And they were instrumental in getting this food safety modernization bill passed. Fortunately, there were some provisions in it that will make it a little bit easier for small farms. But we cannot be complacent. The West St. Price Foundation is working very hard on the regulatory level to make sure that FDA is kept in bounds. And we also set up the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund to provide legal defense for farmers, and to, especially those subject to harassment by FDA and government officials.
It's really terrible. It seems to me that we should have the ability to buy from a local farm without any it just doesn't make sense to me. And these big corporations are making enough money. I had Judith McGeary on from the Farm Ranch, and she made a point that I didn't think about as it pertains to raw milk. She says the real threat to raw milk isn't just the loss in milk sales, it's the loss to visits to the grocery stores. The one thing that people go to the grocery store every week for is milk, and once they're there, they shop for other things.
Exactly. It's a real driving product. The other thing that's a threat with raw milk is that the farmers get such a better price for it that more and more farmers want to do it, and the industry will not be able to pay these pittance of prices to their farmers. It's basically putting them out of business.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's time that farmers stop being exploited. It's a very sad thing. Last thing I want to ask you, you have on your website, November 11, 2011, you have some sort of a get-together going on in Texas, is that right?
Yes, we have a yearly conference. Our conference in 2010, we have 1,500 people there. And this year our conference will be in Texas. I can't stress enough what a wonderful conference this is. Everyone has a great time. We have the cutting-edge speakers on nutrition and health, and we serve wonderful food. And what I like about our conference this year is that it starts on 11-11-11.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. Now, how much does it cost to attend the conference?
I'm not sure, but it's about $350 for the 3-day or 4-day conference.
And then is it true that you offer the recordings for sale also?
There's a link right there.
On the website, on the homepage. So if you want to know more about, and it's actually, it's called, the theme this year is Mythbusters.
Yeah.
I like that. I have one of my favorite shows, by the way. So if you want to learn more, when you're at the westonaprice.org website, you can just look and click the link and learn more about this and maybe show up in Texas and really arm yourself for your on behalf of your family.
Well, we don't have any details up yet, but we will have soon, and people should, save the date.
It's
a wonderful day. And by the way, 70% of the attendees fly in. I mean, we have people from all over the country and all over the world.
I'm gonna ride my camel in.
That's okay.
I'm going to conserve on fuel.
Yes.
Listen, Sally, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking and enlightening me about vitamin A. It's changed my perspective, and I can tell you right now that I'm going to be buying some Blue Ice.
Sounds good.
And then I'm going to email you after the show if you can put me in touch with the person that I need to talk to about the vitamin K.
Absolutely, about the vitamin K. Yes, this is, he's absolutely the one.
So. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
My pleasure. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. So I'll see you then.